In fact, even the lower class citizens have access to a wide range of foods. They benefit directly from the power of the Roman Empire, vast trade networks that bring in goods from thousands of miles away.
When archaeologists looked at the drain from one restaurant, they found a wide variety of food.
So the people of Pompeii eat well. But this is also a special day.
Oddly enough, the very night before the eruption, out here would have been the festival of the Vulcanaliad. This is a festival to appease the god Vulcan.
Vulcan is the god of fire. Fire is the force that brings warmth and light into every Roman's life. He's the blacksmith god, the patron of metalworkers like Garrisinus. Roman poets imagine volcanoes as the chimneys above his workshop, and so he gives them their name. Vulcan is also a god of destruction.
Vulcan is the god of fire and earthquake and volcanoes. And so what you could imagine out here would have been a series of bonfires into which were thrown live sacrifices of fish. This was all designed to appease the volcano. Of course, the great irony is the very next day, Vesuvius completely obliterated the entire city here.